Sunday, September 6th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. This winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Prepare the way for Christ. John the Baptist's preaching is not gentle advice for self-improvement. It is the sharp preaching of God's law. Repent. Our sin deserves God's judgment, and neither family heritage, outward religion, or our own good works can rescue us. John's call to repentance prepares sinners for the coming of Christ, and his ministry continues wherever law and gospel are faithfully proclaimed. But John does not leave us staring at our sin. He points us to the one who is mightier than he. Jesus comes as the promised Messiah, not merely to warn sinners of judgment, but to bear that judgment himself. At the cross, Christ was cut down in the place of sinners so that those who trust in him might live. Therefore, repent. Confess your sin. Do not trust in yourself. Trust in Christ, who has come near to sinners with forgiveness and life. His cross is your refuge, and his promises are sure. Amen.